The nightly hours continued to tick on by for the city of Augustus, Illinois. At the Bay Ridge Hotel in Isabella's suite, Isabella is standing over by the couch talking on her cell phone.
Thank you for always having my back, Mark. I love you so much, and I can't wait till you get back here, hot stuff. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, I wonder who that could be.
You bitch. I've had it with you. And right now, it's just me and you. No Christopher, no Mark. And I've got lots to say to you.
At Caitlin and Danielle's blogging office, Caitlin is standing over by her desk looking over some stories that her and Danielle could potentially cover on their respective blogs.
Hi, welcome to our blogging office. If you'll have a seat, I'll be with you in just a moment.
Would it kill you to look up from your iPad?
Lincoln? What are you doing here?
I'm here to say goodbye. A proper goodbye, that is.
At Stephanie's home in the living room.
So this was your plan all along? You were always planning to regain enough strength to go after the suspects in your shooting? And then you were always planning to kill me in order to get revenge on my mother for being the one who actually pulled the trigger? What? Do I have all that right?
Sort of.
Wow. You have really lost it, Donovan. You burned down Miranda and Jonah's home and almost killed both of them. You escaped the hospital early in order to stalk all of us once again. God only knows what you've been planning for Melanie and Steven. But I guess since you're here, that means you're skipping them.
Yeah, I am. I didn't expect Felicia to confess. I was hoping to wait for Beau Reynolds to solve the case, but he was moving at a snail's pace, and I guess the guilt was eating your mom alive.
Guilt? You expect my mother to have guilt over trying to murder you? No way in hell would someone have guilt over trying to inflict pain upon you.
You're right. I have inflicted pain on a lot of people in this town. But that all ends today. As soon as I take you out, I'll disappear for good.
So after 3 years of being in this town, hunting me down, this is how it ends? You just want to kill me and be done with all of this.
At this point, yeah. I wanted you back for so long, Stephanie.
We both know that's never going to happen. So I guess since you can't have me, you're not going to let anyone have me?
Ding, 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 ding.
Donovan smiles and raises his handgun up to Stephanie's face. He then begins to walk closer to her.
Stephanie, are you in there?
Oh, the love of your life is here.
Donovan.
No, 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 no. Stop. Let's have some fun with Isaac Marshall.
At Danielle's loft in the living room, Danielle and Alex are curled up on the couch together. Danielle is looking down at her engagement ring.
Are you ever going to take your eyes off that ring?
Nope. Not a chance. It's so beautiful.
It was my grandmother's.
Oh my gosh, Alex. Wow. I
Did I just take your breath away?
You always do.
Danielle looks up at Alex and kisses him. At the Augustus Police Department in a holding cell, Felicia is sitting on the bed. It is apparent that she has been there for quite some time. She then lets out a deep breath as she looks up at the ceiling.
Stephanie. I just hope you'll be back soon with my bail money. That way I can get out of here.
And what, Miss Richardson?
Felicia looks over at Beau, who is on the other side of the cell. She then stands and goes to him.
What are you looking to do when you get out of here, Miss Richardson?
I don't know what you mean. I was just caught up in personal thoughts. Don't you ever get caught up in yours?
If it makes you feel any better, I am beginning to notice how dangerous Donovan Aldridge is.
Are you now? It has certainly taken you long enough. After all, you let that man play you like a banjo. He has always been a threat. That is why I shot him.
I understand.
What is that supposed to mean? Because I don't think you get it. I don't think you fully understand how much my daughter and some of the fine people of this city have suffered. People who have suffered at the hands of him have always known how dangerous he is. So don't you come up in here and act as though you're on our side now. You don't deserve to be. And those who've been through hell and back because of Donovan will not accept your sympathy. Wake up, detective. The man is unhinged. And because you don't have him in custody, he will strike again. Now I want you to go and see where my daughter is in the process of getting me out of this damn cell.
I really think we should talk about what you said to me just now.
You can talk all you want. The truth of the matter is I've made bail because the judge on this case understood that I was not a risk to others. As long as I continue to live with my daughter, and said judge also knows what a real threat Donovan Aldridge is. I just wish you could comprehend that as well.
Back at Caitlin and Danielle's blogging office.
Well, you certainly weren't in town very long.
I just came for the Pride event and to check up on JJ. He's doing a great job running Prodigy. And I don't know if you heard, but the international location just opened. The people of Spain are really liking it.
Good for you. I hadn't heard, by the way. Did you work with Bianca again?
No, I didn't.
I see.
Caitlin, look, I don't know what to say.
Same here. You kissed Bianca, I went off and kissed Sky. You left, she left too. You both came back for the Pride event. She left without saying goodbye. But here you are. You've chosen to say goodbye.
That I have.
Let me ask you this though. Why didn't you return any of my calls or texts for months on end? Why did you ignore me? Why did you cut me out of your life like that?
I felt as though we needed the time apart.
I loved you. You were the love of my life. And after everything we had been through, I didn't think you'd just give up on me that easily.
You went to Sky.
After you kissed someone else!
She kissed me.
You kept it from me. Lakin, I wanted to make things right. I did. But you chose to ignore me. You shut me out. I can't forget that. I want to thank you for coming here, though. It was a nice thought.
I didn't think that I'd make things right with you after all this time. I just wanted you to know that I'm sorry for not fighting for us more. I shouldn't have kissed Bianca. I shouldn't have ignored your texts and your calls. But I can't go back, and neither can you.
We can only move forward.
That's right. I'm sorry, Caitlin. I'm sorry for everything.
Me too, Lakin. Me too.
Caitlin and Lakin look at one another deeply. Lakin then takes a deep breath and walks over to Caitlin. She then hugs Caitlin as a tear strolls down Caitlin's left cheek. At the Tasty Bean Cafe in the main area, Leslie enters the establishment and makes her way to the front counter.
Hi, can I get a large coffee? Just black. No cream, no sugar. Thanks.
As the barista begins to pour Leslie a cup of coffee, she looks around the cafe. She then spots Emma, grabs her cup of coffee, and goes to her.
Hey, you.
Leslie. Hello.
Mind if I sit?
Go for it.
I'm so glad I ran into you.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know if Colin told you, but I stopped by the house one night to see the two of you. I brought some dessert. Anyway, you weren't there, but I want you to know that Colin was supposed to save you a cannoli.
I think I saw one in the fridge. Anyway, Leslie, we've never been friends, So why did you want me to join you and Colin?
For starters, you're his wife, and I know you're trying to get your life back together. Oh, and I'm trying to start fresh in my life too.
You expect me to believe all of that? Seriously? Leslie, do you think that I'm a damn fool? You don't think I know that you kissed my husband?
Emma, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're really gonna sit there and deny it? This comes from the woman who would not cut Alex a break. This comes from the woman who has always gone after Stephanie Markham. Leslie, you are just like the rest of us.
I did. I kissed Colin that night. We got caught up in a moment. It meant nothing.
You know what? Save it. I don't need you to try and salvage your morals. You did what you did. Own it. After all, you have never let Daniel Frazier live down sleeping with Alex, nor have you ever let me live down my past with Alex.
That was sex with my husband. This was a kiss.
You've got me there. But cheating is cheating. Going after someone's husband is going after someone's husband. Leslie, I just got my memories back. And in the few days that I've had them back, I've been trying to make sense of the past. Alex brought me to this town to keep you and Colin apart. He was always so scared that you were going to crawl back to the man you left at the altar. And even though time has moved on, I think he was right to be scared. Because suddenly, after all this time, you've officially made your way back to Colin.
It was just a kiss. Your husband and I are not back together, Emma.
You've never referred to Colin in that way so aggressively. And then there's the added bonus of my past with Alex. Leslie, don't patronize me. You know what you did that night. And honestly, I don't care anymore.
What is that supposed to mean?
Why don't you text Colin and find out? I mean, you might have a shot with him after all.
At the painted dock in the dining area, Graham and Lucinda are sitting at the bar. Lucinda is drinking a martini as Graham is drinking a ginger ale.
I say this place was worth the wait,
I guess so. The bartender knows how to make a good martini, and that steak was the best I've had in years. I'm glad you lived up to your promise of taking me here.
I couldn't let you get away.
Okay, calm down.
I'm always a little too forward. I guess that's not always a bad thing, right?
Your forward behavior did give you the courage to ask me out.
Good point.
Anyway, are you sure you don't want a beer or something? Or maybe a scotch on the rocks?
Before Graham can say anything further, he suddenly becomes flushed in appearance.
Graham, are you all right?
What is it? I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh my God, we've got to get you to the hospital.
Lucinda gathers her things rather quickly. She then gets on Graham's side, puts an arm around him, and tries her best to get him out of the restaurant.
Come on, I've got some aspirin in my purse, and the hospital is just down the street.
Back at the Tasty Bean Cafe on the patio, Lenore is wiping down some of the patio tables and also restocking supplies. As she begins to restock the sugar packets, Stephen walks up to her, having come from the main area.
Lenore.
Oh, hi, Stephen.
Hey.
It's good to see you.
Same to you.
So, what brings you by?
Well, I was hoping you'd have some time to talk.
Oh, honey, for you, I've always got the time. What's up?
Well, it's actually...
you need for us to have some privacy. I get it. Say no more.
Lenore shuts and locks the patio doors.
Okay, there we go. Simple as that.
Thanks.
Of course. So, what's going on?
I think you know why I'm here. Felicia Richardson confessed the shooting of Donovan Aldridge.
It's all over the news.
That it is.
You were protecting her, weren't you, Stephen?
Yeah, I was.
You're a good man.
How can you say that with a straight face? I covered up an attempted murder, Lenore. I'm not a good man.
You did it to protect a woman who shot a man for hunting her daughter for years now. And you yourself went to Donovan's apartment that night to protect Melanie. Stephen, I believe in a God. I'm a Christian. I always have been. I always will be. And what that means to me is that I should love how my God did.
Those who cover up an attempted murder don't go to heaven.
But those who protect people do, in my opinion. Look, I don't know where you stand on religion exactly. We've never really had that talk. But where I stand is that I should love how I want to be loved.
So this isn't a problem for you?
No. You and Felicia Richardson tried to stop a terrible man. You're a good person, Stephen.
Thank you.
At the Bay Ridge Hotel, in an elevator, Miranda lets out a sigh. She then tucks a few strands of her hair behind her ear.
Can you guys hear me okay?
The quality of the wire is good.
Just in case, we've got Reynolds on standby. He's busy tonight, but he'll make time to protect you.
Thank God.
Meanwhile, in the living room of the Harper Mansion, Elaine and Gunnar are sitting on the couch. They are watching a live feed of Miranda as she steps off of the elevator.
You think she's gonna be all right?
I do.
And you're sure it's okay that Jonah's not here?
Well, I think it's for the best. I mean, Miranda doesn't need him as a distraction.
Good point. I'll be sure to still give him round-the-clock updates.
Oh, how times have changed.
I'm not saying I'm going to be texting him on the regular, but he deserves to know what's going on with Miranda.
Yeah, that is true. But who knows? Maybe you and Jonah might end up friends after all. I mean, Miranda and I have become really friendly these days.
Yeah, well, that's only because Andrew delivered those stupid divorce papers when they were still together.
You really think it was stupid of us to get a divorce? You know, you were the one who said divorced couples get back together all the time.
And you were the one who said we're not that type of divorced couple.
True.
What's going on in that head of yours? You can tell me anything.
I know that. But look, I think we should be watching the live feed. We need to be there for Miranda.
That we do. But we can also talk.
I did promise you that we would have that talk sometime soon. I just don't think that right now is a good time.
Is it a good time for this, though?
Gunnar looks deeply into Elaine's eyes. The two then lean in slowly and kiss one another.
Oh, Gunnar, I...
You don't have to say anything. I get it.
And that's the first time you've ever gotten it.
Gunnar and Elaine then turn their attention back to the live camera feed, just as Miranda enters Andrew's suite.
Miranda! What a lovely surprise.
Hello, Andrew.
What brings you by?
Well, I think we have a lot of unfinished business.
Still at the Bay Ridge Hotel in Isabella's suite, Isabella and Olivia are standing across from one another over by the couch.
You're lucky I let you in. I could have just called the cops, made another scene, and done wonders for my side of the case against your precious Chris.
Yeah, you could have done just that. But I think you're curious to hear what I have got to say to you.
Don't flatter yourself.
Then why did you invite me in?
Look, you said you had something to say, so get to it.
All right, fine. Isabella, I want you to leave Christopher alone. He doesn't deserve this. You know that, and I know that. He's a good man. Why are you out to get revenge on him?
Because he left me. He tossed me aside.
And you had the affair twice with the same guy. And then Christopher paid you very handsomely in order to get the divorce to go through. You fought for him, you lost, you took the money, and you left town. Are you so lonely and desperate that you can't ever get your mind off of him?
It was wrong of him to leave me. I loved him.
You cheated on him. You're nothing more than a common whore. You are a liar, you are a cheat, and you are not a good person. Christopher is a loving, kind, true person. You are nothing more than evil in a pair of knockoff Manolos. And to top it all off, you have Mark Hastings. He loves you.
He is not enough.
Why is Christopher such a big deal to you?
Because he was and is the love of my life, Olivia. He swept me off my feet and we were happy. And just because I was tempted by another man does not mean I should have been left with nothing. He didn't even tell me he was making his way back here. I had to track him down.
He wanted out because he deserves better than a woman who cheats on him, Isabella.
It's so funny you bring that up. I mean, after all, you cheated on your ex-boyfriend, and you also stole $20,000 from him.
What?
That's right. I know all about Trevor. You dated a doctor at a hospital in your hometown. He even helped to pay for your transition surgery. But then you started slutting it around with your hometown with a bartender from a country club. And then when things went south and Trevor found out about your affair, you stole money from him and you made your way to Augustus.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I do. I did my research on you, and I'm prepared to use your past against you if you don't back the hell off.
Okay, what is it that you want?
I want a payout. $200,000, or I take this information to Christopher and the courts.
Well, I don't have that kind of money.
You better find a way to get it, Prince, or Princess, whatever. Don't mess with me, Olivia. I'm not the one.
Back at Stephanie's home in the living room, Isaac and Stephanie are sitting on the couch as Donovan continues to pace in front of them.
I just love it when a maniac holds me hostage with my girlfriend. And to think I was just going to come over here and see how Stephanie was doing.
I didn't mean to rope you into this.
It's quite all right.
Will the two of you just shut up?
Hey, why should we? I mean, these could very well be our final words to one another.
Why? You think I'm going to kill the...
Isn't that why you had me let Isaac into the house?
Not exactly.
But you told me you were done with me. And you've always hated Isaac. So what's keeping you from pulling that trigger?
You must not be man enough.
Don't laugh at me.
Why wouldn't we?
Stephanie slowly rises from the couch.
Sit down.
Not a chance.
I'll blow your head off.
And if you were serious, you would have done it by now. You know, Donovan, I've been thinking about you for many months now. And what I realize is that you really haven't done anything to scare me. I was letting the past get in my way. I was letting my fears of you stand in the way of me fighting you. I mean, sure, you've stolen my underwear, you sent me those black roses with the maggots all over them. You even went so far as to kidnap me one time.
No, don't forget when he broke a few windows and also damaged Miranda's car.
How could I? And then there was a time you destroyed Melanie's hotel suite and the time you knocked out her bodyguard. We all know you were the one who burned down Jonah and Miranda's home.
What's your point, gorgeous?
I should have realized a long time ago that the only reason you've gone after all these people is because you still want me. There's something wrong with you, Donovan. You're sick in the head, and I can't fix that. No one can. Your sickness is the reason my mother shot you that night. No one in this town is scared of you. They just want to get rid of the evil that has plagued their lives. Make peace with your life. Move somewhere else. Go back to New York City. I don't care. Just stop while you're still one step ahead.
And if I don't?
I wouldn't even ask that question.
Isaac gets up from the couch and goes to Stephanie and Donovan. He then stands a bit in front of Stephanie.
This isn't how the story ends.
But it should be.
Donovan raises the gun to be on the same level as Stephanie and Isaac's faces.
If you want to shoot us, do it. Don't waste our time.
Donovan releases the safety as he looks deeply at Stephanie and Isaac, but before he can pull the trigger...
Donovan Aldridge, put the gun down!
Detective Beau Reynolds has just kicked in the door. He is pointing his handgun directly at Donovan.
You're just in time, Detective.
I'm done with this!
So am I.
Back at Danielle's loft in the living room.
Oh my goodness. 3 glasses of wine and I'm ready for bed?
You always were kind of a lightweight.
So not true. But no worries. I'm going to stand my ground and help you clean this place up. You got so many dishes that needs to be done in that kitchen.
Doing dishes seems to be our favorite pastime.
Aren't you just full of jokes today? I'll dry if you wash.
Normally, I'd say you got yourself a deal, but since I made the mess, I'll clean it up. And then, if you're still up, I'll be in the bedroom soon to,
I'll try to stay awake.
Okay.
Danielle smiles and begins to walk off.
Danielle?
Yeah?
I love you, and I can't wait to call you my wife.
I love you too, Alex. I love you so very much.
Danielle goes to Alex and kisses him once more.
Thank you for making me the happiest woman on earth.
Danielle then walks off to the bedroom.
Well, time to get to work.
Back at the Bay Ridge Hotel in Andrew's suite, Andrew and Miranda are standing across from one another over by the bed.
We always end up standing by the bed.
I didn't come here for that, Andrew.
Oh, of course not. Congratulations on being back with Jonah.
Thanks. But I didn't come here to talk to you about that either. I came here to talk about us.
Is that right?
Ever since I heard about what you did, and ever since you've come back to this town, I've been wanting to see you. I've been wanting to try and figure out how you did such a 180 in life. You are so far removed from the man I had that one night stand with.
Miranda, you of all people know what it's like to crack under the pressure. I mean, you endured years of hell from top-level lawyers before creating your own firm.
I endured hell because those people were my bosses, and I was learning how to be a good lawyer. I never faked someone's death, switched out their ashes with a person who was hired to drive a limo, and then held said person captive in another country who also killed that innocent limo driver. I haven't forgotten. You murdered someone and faked the death of someone else. You are a monster.
Yeah. Fine. I did do all of those things, but I'm so not the worst person in this town. And Miranda, I'm getting away with all of that. And I plan to stay here in this town.
Why?
So I can make amends. I love this town. I love the people in it, and I'm hoping to get a second chance.
You've ruined lives. Colin and that baby, Connor, an innocent child. They lost out on almost a year with Emma. And then Elaine had gone mad trying to look for Gunner for months on end. She almost gave up.
Well, I feel bad about that. Hold on. I should get that. I did order some room service. You know, there's enough for two.
I'm not hungry. Just go and get the door, Andrew.
Elaine! Gunner!
Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Miranda walks over to Elaine and Gunner.
What the hell's going on here?
We just got you to confess to all of your crimes.
Ah, the wire trick. Yeah. Okay. Good job. But you see, it's far too late to get justice.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Andrew.
Andrew. Special Agent Chandler let you off the hook because you blackmailed him. However, our town's police department did not let you off for anything. And they'll be here shortly to arrest you.
What?
Sorry, darling.
I'm not. Your time's up, Andrew.
Back at Danielle's loft in the living room, Alex enters the room carrying a bag of trash. He then goes over to a welcome mat and puts on a pair of flip-flops.
Time to take out the trash. Hopefully Danielle will still be awake when I get to the bedroom.
Alex smiles as he picks up the bag of trash. Moments later, in the back of Danielle's apartment building, Alex is walking towards a dumpster that is used by the whole building. He then stops and notices a patch of blue violets growing in a small garden area that is owned by the landlord of the building.
Blue violets, Danielle's favorite flower.
Alex carries on to the dumpster. He then throws the bag of trash into the dumpster, but as he turns around, he notices someone.
Hey, what are you doing here?
The person standing across from Alex quickly raises a handgun and releases the safety.
Hey, don't do anything stupid.
Without a second thought, the person pulls the trigger. Moments later, back in Danielle's loft, in the bedroom, Danielle is asleep in her bed. But suddenly, she wakes up from her deep sleep, gasping for air.
Alex!
Danielle looks down at her vintage diamond and emerald 14-karat white gold engagement ring as the moonlight shines upon it. This has been Forever and a Day, created by KCS Hutchison. Co-executive producers KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, and Demi Morgan. Narrated by KCS Hutchison. Written by KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, Emmy Morgan, and Eric Andras. Music and sound effects provided by Thessalian Studios and Soundstripe. Theme song provided by Soundstripe. This episode starred Kevin Caliber as Alex Bennett, Candace Mack as Danielle Frazier, Emmy Morgan as Olivia Bookman, Lance Guzman as Christopher Marshall, Tracy Ross as Pamela Belkirk, Benjamin Bryant as Gregory Marshall, Ashley Stewart as Isabella Reed, Tony D. Head as Isaac Marshall, Christina Sullivan as Stephanie Markham, Michael Carr as Donovan Aldridge, Janelle Allen as Felicia Richardson, Claire Stattmuller as Lucinda Prescott, Ron Schnitker as Graham Williams, Bruce Van Griffin as Beau Reynolds, Aaron Clark as Stephen Langenfeld, Terry Lehmer as Lenore Parkhurst, Frank DeCopolis as Andrew Rutledge, Renee Saran as Miranda Williams, Elizabeth Von Isser as Elaine Harper, Brett Lawrence as Gunnar Harper, Jean Young as Emma Jensen Harper, with Don Deneau as Lakin Bennett, Lucretia Lyon as Caitlin Harper, and Kalia Davis as Leslie Marshall. Join us again for an all-new episode of Forever and a Day on your favorite podcast streaming platform. This podcast is proudly recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. We support all actors and writers on strike. This podcast is recorded remotely via Zoom video communications.